Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
2 o'clock. Good to have you with us on a beautiful Monday afternoon. And all I can tell you is we're just going to say everything the show before us didn't. So settle in. Sometimes it's just a duck, Rico. Walks like a duck, quacks like a duck. It's an effing duck. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's okay. Hey, on the day you get hit by a car, it's okay to say I got hit by a car. You don't need to tell me, well, at least it wasn't a semi.
It's okay to say it hurts.
I respect Doug's infinite optimism, but yeah, no, this blows. You're not as good of a football team. It's a crippling issue to have Frank Ragnow retire, as one show's been telling you for a year, could happen at any moment. And no, you're not just going to replace him. No, he's not a pretty good player. He's an all-pro player. No, you're not going to, well, they're working Tate Rutledge, et cetera. It doesn't matter. It's okay to just wallow in it for 24 hours. Mm-hmm. This blows. And your offensive line takes a major step backwards. So if you're going to live in that world, we can talk.
Well, the fact that he retired and it's after the draft where you could at least went and got a center, somebody who can try to help or make a deal, make a trade, did do something. Now you're just kind of like, wait, what?
Well, I'm glad they held on to $43 million cap space.
Yeah.
Oh, but you don't understand our cap situation. Yeah, here's the deal. I understand enough that the teams who are going for it, I never hear about the cap. They just do it. So here's the deal. We talked about the Vegas over-under before the Ragnow news, right? 10.5. And I was at 11. Great, I'm at 10. I think Ragnow's absolutely knocked you down a peg. This is a guy that's played through a broken throat, which I didn't even know was a thing, a partially torn pec, an inoperable toe. Frank Ragnow's one of the toughest SOBs in the entire league. And for me, you don't just replace all-pro players, regardless of position. Even if you lost an all-pro kicker, it's a big deal. This guy is, to me, inarguably the best center in football. Maybe number two behind Creed Humphrey in Kansas City, but fine.
No, but you're right. Yeah, if you lose that type of person, and not because of what he did, but just you saw with Baltimore, losing Justin Tucker, and all of a sudden, that took away from their offense. They would just score 3 points all the time. He sucked last year, and that hurt them. So, yeah, now if you're the Lions, you'll be able to come out there. You're going to be able to field a team. So it's not like we're saying that they're done, but you now, you don't have the depth that you had.
Well, you don't have a top three offensive line anymore.
No.
I think this knocks you way out. Look, this is similar to what happened to Dallas. About 3-4 years ago when Travis Frederick up and retired with a weird cellular disease or
Good
whatever
call.
It was. You lose him. From that point forward, that offensive line changed. By the way, Kenny, bold move wearing a sweatshirt on an 85-degree day. I just noticed that. But it's you. This is Eric Andelsack. This is Kevin Glover. This is low down, low brown. I mean, you don't have high-level players up and leave. Retirement, free agency, or tragedy, or otherwise. No, I don't care that they drafted two guards. I don't care that Ratledge has gotten some first-team reps. Yeah. What about Sorsdahl? He might get cut.
He was the anchor of your line. If you wanted to rank them, he was probably the second-best player on your offensive line, and he's gone.
I think, you know what? Here, people will attack me, and I don't really care. I think he's a 1A to Sewell's 1, meaning positional scarcity.
Yeah.
To find a center like that, think of what that does to the protections. Think of what it does for the continuity of that line. And you have this warrior in the middle. Rico, I really thought he was on an equal grounds based on, look, if Sewell played left tackle, not right, mm-hmm. I think he's your Trent Williams.
Right.
But I actually viewed him and Ragnow, they're just, they're the two rocks.
No, and that's why I said the number two, I would still put Sewell slightly ahead of him. But I know before we get people say, well, hey, the Eagles did it when Kelsey retired. So, mm-hmm. you know, Lions can do it too. Mm-hmm. Let me just stop that text.
Sure.
David, because
sure.
it's going to be difficult and happening right now. Either you're going to go get somebody's scraps, somebody who got cut after the June 1st cuts, or you're just going to have to bite the bullet and hope that this works out this season.
Yeah, but this is my problem. We talk about Super Bowl windows. We talk about how if you think it's endless, people still get all over me because I said you blew your best opportunity, and it wasn't last year. Their best opportunity was up 17 in the second half of the NFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. Now, happy offseason. You are starting the offseason losing one of the 5 to 7 best players on your team like that. Gone. Not replaceable. The only thing more devastating than this would be the loss of Jared Goff. So, look, Doug Fair. And Stoney were optimism to the nth degree. You're not getting that 2-6. I'm just going to live in it. This is Maury Povich, and Maury just said, you are not the father. So, factually, another man was in there.
Oh, boy.
Okay? It's okay on that day to just say, this sucks. Well, you know, at least it's a healthy child that isn't yours. Frank Ragnow, retired. Gone. Mm-hmm. Thanos, vapor.
No, you're right.
Little Spider-Man dust.
No, and it's one of those things that, yes, if you lost a running back, you have another running back. If you lost a receiver, you have another receiver.
You don't have another Ragnow.
You don't have another Ragnow.
Here's the quote from Ragnow in a statement released to social media. These past couple of months have been very trying. I've come to the realization my football journey is ending, and I'm officially retiring from the NFL. I've tried to convince myself I'm feeling good, but I'm not. And it's time to prioritize my health and my family's future. I've given this team everything I have. I thought I had more to give. The reality is I simply don't. I have to listen to my body. It's one of the hardest decisions of my life. The Lions organization has been absolutely incredible throughout, and I can't emphasize it enough how grateful I am for this team and all the fans. It was an honor going to battle for you all. So here's my question to you guys. Very simple. What is your reaction to this? I don't live in a world like the previous 4 hours. I'm not going to sit here and tell you you're going to replace him. You're not. What do you think you're going to do? Go get an all-pro center in June? It's not happening. You think a rookie who's never played center gets a couple of reps and magically he's Cinderella and he's a Pro Bowler? No. I don't believe it. I think this absolutely hurts you. I think it's a major downgrade to your offensive line. And I think it's a major downgrade to your offense in an offseason where you have a new offensive coordinator.
Oh, wait, there's more. And you're going to start the year off with a whole lot of games where you're going to get pressured. So good luck with
that. Ratledge got 7 reps, yeah. Bro.
Yeah. You know what? I can tell you. You didn't ask me, but I can tell you how I look at this.
No, I'm asking you. I'm asking everybody.
I look at this as after this news today, I no longer see the Lions as the clear-cut division winners this upcoming season. I look at the division, the NFC North, as open. And whoever catches the breaks and you just caught a bad break is going to win. Where I thought, okay, you know what? It'll be the Lions. They may win by a game or two. I don't feel that way anymore. I look at them now. I look at the Bears who, you know what they did? We're upgrading our offensive line. And maybe if you'd have known this earlier, you could have jumped in there. You could have took some of those guys.
But how didn't they know? If an idiot like me knew he was close to retiring last year and it could happen at any time, and I remind our audience all the time to stop projecting Frank Ragnow on the 26 or 27 cap, well, come on, man.
Maybe now, you that's just why didn't want to know.
Fine, they took Ratledge because they thought he could transition to center. That's fine. There is no guarantee Ratledge is any good playing
center. No, I think they thought they had one more year with him, and then you would make that move. Go ahead, Kenny.
I don't understand the segment of this fan base that thinks that there's no shot the Lions didn't know about. They absolutely knew about this. And even I'll raise you one. Even if they didn't know that this was going to be the decision that came down, they have been planning for this guy to be injured for half a season for the last, I don't know, his whole career. Because he hasn't played a full season. I think he's played one full season in his career. It's hard to do. It's hard to play a full season. But this guy's been injured. He's been banged up. He's been playing through injuries. They've known this for years. So don't tell me that they were somehow oblivious that this was a possibility.
No, but Kenny, again, they took Ratledge in the second round. It's not that they didn't take an interior guy. What I can't stand is people acting as if that move lessens the blow of this. Look, here. I don't care. Do you know how many centers get taken on a yearly basis and are not any good? I live it every day. My team traded up to get one. This kid sucks. That John Michael Smits kid from Minnesota, everyone's number one center in the draft. He blows. So there's, I don't want to hear it. I'm not selling that to this audience. And I think Rico's right. Maybe that's the best way to put it. I don't think you're an overwhelming favorite for anything in this division anymore. You're just a team that can win it, mm-hmm. might win it, mm-hmm. but no longer can you put on a sequin shirt and talk about 14 wins. I think that's irresponsible. If it happens, fine. Build a statue of Brad Holmes. But today, it's okay to go, this is devastating. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just don't see a need to make stuff up.
No, today I look at this as this division is wide open. The advantage that you had going into those first few games, okay, you got this offensive line and maybe you could just lean on the running game and hope that it starts to click. Now, new offensive coordinator, new center, like just too many unknown factors to me.
And right there, I think people need to understand how important this is. You're right. Losing your all-pro center is important, but you have new language now. With the new offensive coordinator, things are a little bit different now when it comes to calling protections and play calling and all of this different thing. And now you're losing your all-pro center in the same offseason.
And before people were like, well, they can use the same language, actually you're going to be playing the Bears in week two. Don't think you can use the same language. So, yeah, let me just put a bullet in that one right there.
And it's just another example. You ask, talking about, you know, them knowing and I just think it's just another sign of irresponsibility because this was kind of out there, and I think the team would have known. And I give you an example of the Philadelphia Eagles, another example of how Howie Roseman is that much better. Kelce had talked about retirement for years, and they drafted Cam Jurgens, sat him there. He learned under Kelce for a couple years and was able to fill right in. And when they had new coordinators this offseason, he was right there after the retirement and knew exactly what he needed to do.
Because that was the biggest question mark for the Eagles. Like, well, Kelce's gone. Tush push.
Well, we talked last year's draft where they selected Terrion Arnold and Rakestraw. We talked about taking a Jackson Powers out of Oregon. We talked about taking a
center.
What?
I forgot about him.
Why? Yeah. Because Ragnow could retire. So, yeah. No. There will be no freebies for this organization. You didn't win a playoff game. You don't get freebies. So, no, I'm not, they're totally blindsided. No, this wasn't Ricky Williams disappearing to the mountains of India to smoke peyote. This was a warrior who's been battling for no less than 3 years, his body outright betraying him. So now, it's okay to say, yeah, I don't have a good replacement. Oh, I heard a caller last time. I mean, I almost threw a chair across the office. Well, you know, Graham Glasgow profiles as a good center. I quit. There's my answer. I quit.
Yeah, you know, he had a few mistakes last season.
It's just...
I get you.
Frank Ragnow is irreplaceable. So it's okay to just say. 248-539-9797. I want to hear from you guys. Do you believe you're still the overwhelming favorite in this division? I think Rico's on to something here.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty. Welcome in on a Tuesday. We've got a lot to talk about, and I have to tell you, we are going to jump right in because I feel like we were dismissed, we were patronized, we were outright mistreated by Scott the Gator Anderson. Kenny's my witness. I brought up our opening topic, and not only was Gator just not having it, he didn't have the decency to say it to our face. He said it while sauntering out the studio. So I'm going to bring this up to open. Because I didn't think what we said was in any way inflammatory. But Mr. R.L. Beard, article on ESPN today, Detroit Tigers, 40-21 Tigers, your first place Tigers. Congratulations, you clubbed a baby seal last night. I mean, the White Sox are helpless. The official Tiger of this show, 3 home runs. What did I tell you? Kerry Bonds, get him out of that leadoff spot. He's going to be just fine.
I thought it was Fearly.
No.
He's the face of the franchise. Okay.
I wanted to bring this up because as fun as this is, they still have needs. And when you get to this spot, you're trying to build a monolith. You're trying to build a team that can win the World Series. Everybody, obviously, you need a high leverage reliever. Why? Because I want another weapon back there. And I want AJ to be able to pull whatever levers he wants and know I have one other high leverage type guy. And it can't just be some mud hen with an ADRA who turns into Verlander. I mean, a legit guy. You'll get that. But the other thing they need is a right-handed bat. Some would say they need a shortstop. Jeff Passan wrote the following, and I want to know if this is just so simple. Why wouldn't this happen? He wrote, "Optimize the machine. The Tigers have the best record in baseball at 40-21. And it's not just because Tarek Skubal is the game's best pitcher. They're deep, they play clean baseball, and they're managed by A.J. Hinch. But while conventional wisdom suggests they could use a high-octane bullpen arm, which they do, renting this player's services before he hits free agency would infuse the lineup with the sort of bat that Trey Sweeney doesn't have."
Okay.
"And after a homerless April, this player hit 7 home runs in May and slugged better than .500. And the Tigers don't need much, but with their prospect depth, they can afford a luxury item." Do you know what player that I said? And Scott, Kenny can't confirm it, but Kenny thought Gator spit on the floor in disgust when I said this.
Yeah, not a Gator favorite. Yeah, I guess he figured they could do better. Or get him later.
I'll just go get Cal Ripken. So the player is Bo Bichette. of the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are going nowhere. They already paid Vlad. They're not going to pay Bo Bichette. Prove it deal goes from a loser to a winner, and he's a gap power hitter. His power never materialized. Like when he was a younger player, everyone thought, oh my God, he's going to be a 30, 35 home run guy. Now it's a stretch to say he'll hit 20. But can he and his batting style, gap to gap, play in Comerica Park? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now,
it's like the place was built for.
I'd force him to wear a wig because I don't like when he got his hair cut. We need the lettuce back. So we're going to put a wig on him, and he's going to have the Bo Bichette locks again. But this, to me, is a no-brainer. Expiring player reduces the cost. He provides you the right-handed bat you need. Kenny's ready to throw Trey Sweeney in the river. He's had enough. You add Bo Bichette to this lineup. I don't need him to hit first. I don't need him to hit second. I don't need him to hit third. I could slot him in sixth. Mm-hmm. Tell me how that doesn't happen. Do you believe this is the move that a month from now, as we head to the 4th of July, Tiger fans should be targeting? Yes or no?
Yes. I do. And this isn't like...
Then why was Gator so mean?
The Paul Skeens. Well, he was just like, you got to go get a reliever now.
You get both.
You get Bo later. You get him 6 weeks from now. I was like, why not? Why wait 6 weeks? Why not just get him now?
No, the point is get him by the deadline and get the reliever by the deadline. Yeah. If I told you their deadline was Bo Bichette and a high leverage reliever, I'm willing to say the WS word. I'm not going to say that right now.
Maybe I can get you.
Nope. Nope.
Nah, I mean, you would. The only thing that bothers me about this is because it makes way too much sense. And it looks like it could be done, which you just, at that point, ball it up, put it in the garbage.
And think about it. He's a rental.
Yeah.
He's cheaper. He has to play well. He'll be in big-time games with a big-time team. Change his scenery angle. Shout out Kenny Cott. And you get him out of Toronto.
And you have the prospects that you can pay for this rental.
It's not going to hurt you. Very easily.
Right. It's not going to hurt you. That's what I said. I'm afraid because it makes way too much sense. It should be done. And Mike, you've been around long enough to know.
It never happens.
When things like this happen, nothing happens.
Tiger fan, tell me, isn't this the obvious move? Jeff Passan has a trade target for every team. Bo Bichette.
Yeah.
And the Tigers are one of only 5 or 6 buyers on the list. So let's get...
It's a right-handed bat you've been looking for.
Yeah. Why not? And again, the fact that he hit 7 homers in May offsets the terrible April. But if this is the player he is, maybe he's a 25-homer guy again, even if he's not.
But
gap power, doubles, he led the league in hits years ago. Why not?
No, right there. Because of the way he hits, this ballpark is perfect for him. You get hit the ball in the gaps, get the doubles, maybe even leg one out for a triple, but you're scoring runs... It's a right-handed bat that you need. And yeah, while you're almost damn near 20 games above 500, this is the time to go for it.
Also, at a bare minimum, he's an upgrade over Trey Sweeney. He's a 111 OPS plus. Trey Sweeney's like low, mid 70, 74 OPS plus. So he's already around a 40% upgrade from Trey Sweeney.
He's an 800 OPS guy.
Yeah,
in 100%. General. In yep. general. So here's how I want to do this. If you're in favor, say aye. If you're not, I need to hear why. Those are the rules of 2 to 6. You don't get if you're going to say, well, Ragnow doesn't matter. Why? If you're going to say, I don't want Bo Bichette. Why? Tell me how this move doesn't elevate this team. You don't have a shortstop coming to save you. And for the love of God, I don't want to hear about Javi Baez. Have Javi in a nice little utility role. Let him be the cute story he is. Bo Bichette, shortstop, passing. 248-539-9797. Yeah. I can't come up with a single reason not to do it.
No, change of scenery and a guy going into free agency, which means he's probably going to play a little bit harder on a team that's winning to try to bump up his worth when it comes to the offseason. It is a win-win for you because he's truly, like I said, I'm going into free agency, so everything that I do is going to be magnified because I'm playing for this Tigers team. It's one of the hottest teams out there. Yes.
And that's why I say the change of scenery thing plays is because in Toronto, he has to bat leadoff. He has to bat 2. He has to bat 3. He has to bat in the top third of that lineup. Whereas now, you can stick him at 5 or 6 and be just fine. No pressure.
Yeah, he's just one of the guys.
Yep.
Yeah. We need to stop making too much sense.
No, we do.
Maybe I could offer some terrible Ragnow take and we could fill the lines. Kenny already told me about some of that.
I must say, well, cookies came down to 12.
Leave it alone. David, ticket text coming in. Talk to me. Pass an article says the Tigers should get Bo Bichette. Can anyone make a coherent argument as to why you don't do it?
Give one of the top 100 prospects, Theron, perhaps someone, give me that trophy.
I don't think you would even need to give that level of prospect for a rental, man.
I don't think so.
But again, Bichette's going to have to grow the hair back. I will not allow him to play here without it. Send him over to Windsor for the hair plugs or whatever. Just dial him in, duct tape some extensions up there, do what you got to do. He had the flowing locks. That's the key to a 30 home run season.
It's like the balding point guard.
That's right.
You have to have the locks.
That's right.
It's the opposite of you can't win with a ginger quarterback. Right. You must win with the locks of Bo Bichette.
That's right.
This is the summer of Mike's rules. So I'm just learning them as we go along.
Oh, I'm compiling a list. Don't worry. We'll get to that.
Bobrovsky. 248-539-9797. Man, people are boned up about their baseball team, huh?
But, you know, Kerry Bonds had 3 home runs.
He's the official Tiger of this show.
Which home run was the best? 248-53.
What was your favorite moment about last night? Man, I'll talk about the weather before I do something like that.
Well, I really like the third one because I thought that it was like the kid was going to take the ball away. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, mine was when Riley Green made a great catch and I swore Benetti needed a wet wipe. That would be my moment of the night because that's where I began muting the TV.
I thought the Tigers had a juggling act.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3 o'clock, good to have you. And if you're like most of America, you're probably not aware the Stanley Cup Finals begin tonight. But shouldn't you be? I actually, Kenny, I want to surprise you with something. I loved the way you spoke about this when I talked to you earlier. If you don't mind, I would like you to present it exactly the way you presented it to me. Because I think the people, it will resonate. You brought up a point that I couldn't argue. And I went, why is it this way? And then my secondary olive branches of the topic are just that. They're secondary. But listen to what he's saying and think about this.
So last week, what did we talk about? We talked about the NHL ratings being down, I think it was, what was it, like 20%, something like that? 25%, and that's in the playoffs, right? So now we're going to the Stanley Cup Final. You have the best player, maybe ever, one of the best players ever, for sure, in Connor McDavid. Best player in the sport that we've seen in decades. And he's going to be in the biggest series of the year, and ratings are down. Why is that? Can you explain it to me like I'm 5? Sell me this pen. What's the reason that ratings could possibly be down for the what I believe to be the best playoffs in sports? And that's me being a hockey guy. I can fully cop to that. But best player in the world, most important series in the sport, and ratings are down. Can you explain to me why?
Rico Beer. Because you have the same reaction I do when I talk to him earlier. I go, I don't get it.
Kenny, because your sport doesn't know how to sell itself. You had the world watching for the Four Nations. And how did you follow that up? You didn't.
And that's another thing. I'm glad you brought that up, Rico. I am glad. You are a beautiful man. Here's why I'm glad you brought that up. Because you had non-hockey fans obsessed with the Four Nations. It was super entertaining. That one drew massive ratings. And now ratings are down after that?
Kenny, let me help you out with this. So that was the same weekend. I took the trip out to L.A., visiting with some friends. We go to the bar.
That was the Founders Summit.
That was the Founders Summit, yes.
Yes.
Except for was no founders, just some friends. And we want to watch the MSU-Illinois game in L.A., and the bar owner is like, I don't know what to do. We got the Four Nations on. So all the TVs are. So we had to beg him to give us a side TV so we could watch that. That's how big it was in L.A. that everybody wanted to watch this sport. Everybody's rooting USA. Kenny, that's a problem. Another problem, I think, is what's wrong with it is you have hockey in places it shouldn't be. Yeah, I don't mean to sound like that guy, but you should have hockey. I think you put it best, your buddy. Hockey should only be in places where ice is at. At some point in the year.
No,
Mike, but it's because people in Florida, do they really care about ice hockey?
I don't know.
When you think ice hockey.
I don't know, man.
When you think ice hockey, do you think, you know what? My God, let's think Las Vegas.
Well, all I know is when I think Stanley Cup, I think Lightning and Panthers. Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
You know, I don't know, man. I'm just telling you. Look, here's the question. The greatest player. Look, Pat Caputo knows more about hockey than maybe anybody. Caputo said Connor McDavid, and I want to make sure I got this right, said Connor McDavid is the greatest player he's ever seen. True or false?
That's what he said.
Okay. If that doesn't get you to watch hockey, what keeps you away? Why will you not wrap your arms around this? Look, I admit this. I'm rooting for Connor McDavid. I want him to win a Stanley Cup. Why? Because he's the greatest player without a title. Yeah. And I think he's too good to not have one. Now, here's the problem. People like Rieger will yell at me, well, it'll break Canada's streak. Of not I'm not winning one in the last 32 years. I don't care.
You can't count Rieger.
Okay. Well, Connor McDavid, I think when you have that level
last
of...
last year. Yeah, I mean, you're right. You felt bad. But it goes back to, once again, Mike, the NHL doesn't showcase him. Like, you know who Shohei Ohtani is. Major League Baseball makes sure you know what he looks like.
So what is the issue? What, like, people, if I ask you the question, what is the issue where hockey has the greatest player to ever play the sport? You are, in essence, watching Wayne Gretzky, prime, now. Not 1985, now. And the ratings are in the toilet. And, hey, guess what? Doug and Scott got more calls about effing cheese. Cheese! Not a player nicknamed cheese. Literal dairy product. Cheese.
Not Green Bay.
That's what they talked about. Cheese. I'm asking you about Connor McDavid. I'm asking you about... you have to root for this guy, right? But what is it that people won't watch? What is it about that sport that keeps you from watching it? Like, it's as easy as it gets.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Cheese. 248-539-9797.
I think it's also the inconsistency. The fact that we had to wait this long just to get the Stanley Cup started. The fact that it's like, okay, the NBA starts off where it's like one game and then 4 days later. But after that, it's a rhythm. And you know, every other night, there's going to be basketball on. Every other night, it's either East or West. With hockey, it's just kind of, all right, do we got time to play some hockey? All right, let's go ahead and put it on this week. So, they never should have let an entire week go by and you just forget about it, because at that point, to use a horse racing analogy, Mike, NBA pulled ahead and took the lead. And now I don't know if hockey has enough to take that lead back.
So why?
Even though they have the best player, why?
No, I'm asking. I don't have the answer. I want to know from the people what keeps you from investing in this. You have Michael Jordan on skates. This is every bit of Wayne Gretzky, and he's probably better. So answer me. Because, look, the other angle to it, these are my secondary little topics. Greatest player who doesn't have a title. If it's not McDavid, who is it? Mm-hmm. Because this guy, he's just different. And I am rooting for him. Yeah. Is it wrong that I'm rooting for him?
No, it's not, Mike. Please, don't. Like I said, don't. If you're relying on Jeff Rieger to help you think,
no, I don't.
Then just stop.
I don't rely on him for anything.
Okay, but I do believe, because the average person would know McDavid if he came and delivered a pizza to them. And that's not a slight against Kenny Sport. It's just,
it kind of feels like a slight.
No, it's, you know, the superstars, the league promotes their superstars. You know who they are. You know what they, you know who Patrick Mahomes is. Whether you're a casual fan or not, you know him. You know who LeBron James is, whether you're a casual fan or not. You got to be a fan to know who McDavid is.
Okay, so what keeps you from knowing? What keeps you from getting involved? Just tell me. And are we willing to lay down our swords, let Canada have some joy? Plus, who can root for the Panthers? They're the Niners of the hockey.
They, oh, really?
Yeah, you cheat on the salary cap, just like you and Eddie DeBartolo and Carmen Policy. What? And you're privileged. And they also have no state tax, which is just a joke.
You know what?
And they're using this stupid long-term injured thing.
You just, we're going to be throwing rats on the floor. Let's go.
John Van Beesbrook?
Yes.
24853 Ed Jovanowski. 248-539-9797. Oh, my God. All right. Let's get into it. Kenny's doing a great job screening calls. I got to wait for a second. I don't know if Kenny can multitask.
I'm going with the Panthers now.
Are you really?
They're the Niners? Yeah.
They already had their fun. Go to hell.
Nah.
They're a goon squad. I don't want to root for them. I'm tired of them. I want Connor McDavid to have a championship. Does that make me a softy? 97-1.
All right. 3 o'clock. Hour number two. I'm in for Mike. Mike back on Monday.
Hey, Jeremy, real quick, when Connor was there, was he in Central Michigan gear?
He was not. He was in a suit.
Okay.
Michigan tie.
Just question. Okay. Yeah.
Do you think there was a chance, since he's famous for sign stealing, he was there to steal documents from the court?
Oh. Was he wearing spy glasses?
I'll have to get back to you on that next update. Yes. We have a bottom.
I'm going back home, guys. Have a nice one.
But there's still 3 hours left of the program. What's the problem? By the way, I just saw the Aaron Rodgers price of the jersey. It went down. So maybe you guys want to get David that. Anyway, listen, Jeremy brought it up. By the way, there was a move. Andy Ibañez down, Jamai Jones up. I think a lot of Tiger fans are frustrated with Ibañez, especially yesterday. Couldn't hit a lefty. They lost to the White Sox. It is what it is. That's your move. However, he also said today is Tarek Skubal Day. You celebrate, right?
Yes.
We all celebrate. So it's impossible, I think, to think about Tarek Skubal and not think about the future, because this is the weirdest contract thing with any athlete ever. Scott Boras is his agent. He's got 2 years of control left, including this year. You get him for two playoffs, and you know he wants record-breaking money. Jeff Passan from ESPN said could take $400 million. Ken Rosenthal doesn't believe that.
$400 million?
That's right. Ken Rosenthal doesn't believe the Tigers stand a chance to get him. Scott Harris has been on record saying it takes two sides. Odds are, unless you want to give the man a blank check, and he's going to hit free agency, so you're going to be bidding against other teams, you're not going to re-sign Tarek Skubal. Odds are. Fair to say? Is that fair?
No, that's very fair to say, Rick.
All right, so he goes tonight, and I've been on record. And I want your plan. I want David's plan. Paul, I want everybody's plan. 248-539-9797. What is your Skubal plan? Like, if you just want to say, I want to enjoy this year and next year and shut the hell up, then I guess so be it. But I find it impossible. I really do. When you have a first place team and the best pitcher in baseball, to not think about what comes after next year. So I want to give you my plan. And you tell me if you agree, disagree, what do you want to do? Here's my Skubal plan. I pitch him this year. Because you're a first-place team. There's no way in hell I'm trading them. You can win a World Series. I pitch them next year. Odds are you're going to be pretty good still. And you have a chance to win a World Series. After next year, I'm giving him the qualifying offer. He's going to turn it down because it's only 1 year. He wants the big money. And I'm going to take the comp pick. I am not going to pay him what he wants. He's going to be 31 years old. He's got a history of arm injuries. He only goes 6 innings. And his last outing, he wasn't even allowed to pitch past the 90-pitch mark. And he's pitching on extra rest these days, too. I'm not paying Skubal what he wants. if he wanted to take less, he already would have signed with Detroit. He's taken a big risk because if he, God forbid, blows out his arm, he gets nothing essentially. But that's my plan. I play him this year. I play him next year. I say goodbye. I build a statue if he wins the World Series. I take my comp pick, and away we go. What's your plan?
God, I hate to say I agree with you, but I do agree with you, Rieger. No
way. Why do you
way.
Hate to say it?
Well, because you're normally wrong.
That is just mean.
It's also factual.
I doubt that.
I'm not into paying any pitcher $400 million.
Rumored.
$200 million was going to be a stretch. $400 million means you're looking at probably an 8 to 10 year contract. He's already going to be 31,
yes.
Which means you're married to him. You're stuck with him. You know, you may get a couple of good years, but then after that, it's going to be, you know, Miguel Cabrera, you know, pitching wise.
No, it's going to be bad.
Where you're like, oh my God, how much are we paying him? Can't we just get rid of him and DFA him? No, you can't.
Like how people used to talk about Baez.
Right. I look at this as if it were going to be done, it was going to be done last year. And when it didn't get done last year, I'm like, I don't think he's here long term. Nothing about whenever he talks about the Tigers, it's always talk to my agent above my pay grade.
Right, and it's not his fault. We understand.
And I get it, but I have never gotten the sense that I want to be this Tiger for life. So I'm with you. I'm going to ride this thing till the wheels come off.
Right, ride the horse and then say goodbye.
And then in 2 years, you're right, I'll make a token offer knowing it's going to get turned down. And I'm going to move on. I'm going to try to get everything that I can out of him for the next two seasons.
As you should.
If you're the Tigers, if you're smart, maybe you make a play and try to bring in and trade for another starter that can kind of take his spot once he leaves. And you can have a great 1-2 combo for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
But there is no way, especially if it's the rumored $400 million. I'm old school, okay? We had the argument yesterday. You know, yeah, I like the teams that bunt the ball. I can't see paying a pitcher $400 million, a guy who, let's just say, best case scenario is involved in 35 games a year. Yeah, I know he's a starting pitcher, but he's only there for an everyday player.
It's like 15% of your season.
An everyday player, I can see. If you had an Aaron Judge, it's like, ooh, man.
He'd be making more than Aaron Judge.
But not for a starting pitcher, no.
And I agree. So what is your Scooble plan? I know you thought about it. Now, on the off chance the Tigers are no good next year, and they fall out of being good, then you trade them. And you get something back for them. A team uses them for the postseason, and then he goes on to sign his massive deal. I'm not paying them. I just can't do it. I'm just going to use them. But it's weird because if you say that, people get offended by it. Because I do think, kind of like Michigan fans care so much about vacating wins and want that championship from 23, I think most Tiger fans want to give Scooble a blank check, want to lock him up for life. And doesn't care what it costs, and they will just simply cite, there's no salary cap, dumbass. So pay him whatever he wants, make sure he's a Tiger for life. I'm not doing that, because even though there's no salary cap, that to me would be an irresponsible contract.
It is, and I think the Tigers are kind of telling you without telling, because he's on the pitch count. They don't throw him, you know, it's about 90 pitches, and then he's out of there. And I get it. You're saving him for the postseason. You're just trying to burn him out. But I don't. Really, you don't hear the rumors of any type of offers, knowing that the clock is ticking.
Yeah, there's nothing. You're right.
I just think that this is, we're going to just go ahead and we'll see what happens in 2 years. But I won't be mad at Scott Harris either, because Rieger.
Absolutely.
He is going to ask for the world. I'm going to let the Mets pay him. I'm going to let the Dodgers pay him. I can't see this happen. I mean, you saw different player, but I mean, Atlanta, Max Fried was like, yeah, you know what? Sorry. We're going to let the Yankees pay you. They're going to sign you for this long 10-year, I think 8-year deal. Go ahead. You can leave. We're not paying. And I think the Tigers are going to say the same thing. I can't, not on an everyday. You're not an everyday player. So therefore, I'm not for that. That's
Tigers do a great job of developing pitching specifically. They have a great pitching coach. They have a great assistant pitching coach. I think they could fill the void that a guy like Scooble would leave. And you don't want to lose him. The other thing that I can't get past, like, and Jim Costa had this great stat. And you can think whatever you want to think, but if you go back to 2024 and you talk about the great pitchers in baseball, like Skubal-like, all of them have thrown more pitches than Tarik Skubal. If you go to those types of pitchers, 18, 17, 16 times, they eclipse the 100 pitch mark. Skubal has done it four times since last season. And he had a chance on Saturday in Kansas City in a nothing-nothing game to go back in there at 90 pitches. I'm not saying he didn't want to, but they wouldn't let him. And he was on an extra day's rest, right? So if they treat him like that now, babying him, could you imagine if they sign him to a massive deal? What would the babying look like then? I'm not doing it, but we're curious. Where do you think this ends? What's your Skubal plan? Are you one of these people, and I see it on the ticket text, that you want to give him a blank check? You want to give Tarik whatever he wants to make him a Tiger for life? Would you dare trade him knowing you could get a boatload for him, but it would really hurt your playoff chances World Series chances?
I've heard everything you've had to say. I'm going to give you my plan of what I would do with Skubal when we get back.
He's going to do it next.
Ooh, Aaron Rodgers and Tarik Skubal in Pittsburgh. All right, we get that. We'll take your calls. 97 on the ticket.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.